When the Republican presidential candidates gather to debate in Colorado, they're sure to be asked about that state's phenomenally successful experiment in legalizing marijuana. Republicans say they love states' rights, but they almost all hate recreational pot.
I'd say it's bad. Medical marijuana is another thing, but I think it's bad, and I feel strongly about that.
That tension has led to some pretty wild and stupid rhetoric. Here are the four weak arguments Republicans have made against legal pot. Number one, marijuana is not booze.
Pot has long been compared to alcohol in the legalization effort, but as Carly Fiorina reminds us, they're not equal.
This is a very complex chemical substance, and when we tell young people it's just like drinking a beer, we're not telling them the truth.
Yes, pot is not beer. Indeed, the government's own facts show that marijuana can actually be safer than alcohol. According to the Center for Disease Control, 88,000 people die each year from alcohol use. That's 1 in 10 adults. No such category exists for marijuana. Other studies have shown that drinkers are more likely than stoners to develop substance abuse issues, which adds more cost to our semi-socialized healthcare system. Plus, there's that whole hangover thing.
Number two, the drug war is a fail, so let's keep doing it.
I think, quite frankly, the war on drugs has been a failure.
If you were president, would you return the federal prosecutions in the states like Colorado, Washington State?
Yes.
The New Jersey governor is not alone on this one. When asked by Glenn Beck about legalization, Ben Carson had this to say.
Do you continue the war on drugs?
Absolutely.
You do?
I intensify it.
Since the early 1970s, the United States has spent over $1 trillion on the war on drugs. And what have we gotten for our money? Prisons that are so overcrowded that judges are letting violent criminals go free to make room for drug offenders.
Coming in at number three, we don't know enough about marijuana yet.
When I had cancer, my doctor asked me if I had an interest in medicinal marijuana. I did not. And he said, good.
Numerous medical studies have shown marijuana to be enormously beneficial to cancer patients by reducing symptoms and the painful side effects of chemotherapy. In fact, pot has even been shown to kill some types of cancer cells in several lab tests.
And it's also shown promising results in treating children with epilepsy. And then there's Marco Rubio.
I've said that I'm open to medicinal uses of anything, particularly marijuana, and if in fact it goes through the FDA process.
You know, because the FDA has a long record of getting it right. Finally, there's the if we allow legal marijuana, then Kim Davis shouldn't have to grant gay marriages argument. Wait, what?
How come it is that liberals are okay with not keeping the federal law when it comes to the marijuana laws, and it's okay for the states to ignore it? But if it comes to a county clerk in Kentucky who doesn't believe that she can abide by a federal court ruling, not even a law, then she goes to jail.
Huckabee may be comparing apples to oranges here, but the clear difference is that one example takes away people's rights while the other gives them more choice and freedom. And more freedom is always a good thing. Right, Republicans?